the assault weapons ban always had loopholes, so it's unclear just how the law's expiration will affect the gun market. NPR's Peter Overby visited a gun shop in Virginia today.
This is the Colt Match Target M4 Carbine.
Ernie Lyles lays the all-black rifle out on the counter. It can't fire on full automatic like the military M4. The civilian M4 available before the assault weapons ban couldn't do that either.
The biggest difference between this gun and the gun made prior to the ban was the stock here does not move. A pre-ban one, we could move the stock 3 to 4 inches in and out. It's called a collapsible stock.
Lyles has a shaved head and handlebar mustache. He's upbeat and outgoing, hardly the stereotype of the gun dealer operating out of a car trunk, or the gun rights true believer shouting from my cold dead fingers at an NRA convention. He runs Gilbert's Small Arms Range. It's in an industrial park about 15 miles south of Washington, off I-95. The perfect place for media interviews, which is how Lyle spent the morning. Now he's gulping down a burger and soda.
When the ban goes out of effect tomorrow, the average person is going to look at one of the new guns that has all the extras on it and look at one of the guns that was legal during the ban, and they're not going to be able to really tell the difference.
When the ban became law in 1994, it set off a business boom, and Gilbert's Small Arms Range got its share.
We probably sold more semi-automatic rifles in the 2 weeks prior to the ban than we would have sold the whole 10 years the ban was in effect.
The ban also stopped production and importation of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. But old high-capacity magazines stayed on the market.
A magazine that sold for $30, you know, might sell for $175 because there was supply and demand. You know, tomorrow, when one of those mags are available again, it's going to be $35.
But now, nobody's sure what's going to happen. So if I came in now and said, gee, I'd like to buy a Colt M4. Can I get it with a folding stock next week? Can I get it with a flash suppressor next week?
I tell you, I don't know. I've got nothing from the manufacturers saying what they're going to offer and what it's going to cost.
It comes down to two questions. What do gun makers think buyers will pay for? And on which side of the gun issue do politicians think they'll find more votes? Peter Overby, NPR News.